833-JOE-ALEX is the number, 833-563-2539. Have you ever been in a love triangle? Like where there's drama. I know we have a lot of people, what do they call, polyamorous that listen to the Joe and Alex show that they just tour with, whatever. I'm not talking about that. We are talking about a straight up love triangle. There's drama, there's issues. What went down? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. And Liv the Web Girl, no, she's not in a love triangle, but you did bring up an interesting question or something that you saw. It was about, Pauly D? And
yes, Pauly D and Vinny from Jersey Shore are have a new, love show on MTV. It's called Double Shot of Love, after, Tila Tequila's Double Shot of Love, which is, a super old show. And so, basically, it's going to be, a bachelor, bachelorette kind of setup, where there's a big group of girls and they're both dating them. So that could cause some super awkward, love triangles. And I have been in love triangles so many times and they're always so uncomfortable. And one time in college, I was in a love triangle because I was I liked two guys kind of at once. And then they both liked me and one was a Pike and one was a Sigma Chi. Those are two different.
How do you choose?
Those are two different fraternities. And me and the Sigma Chi had some history before. And so I ended up kind of picking him and dating him. And then one night out at the bars, there was a huge, a miniature brawl between the Pikes and the Sigma Chi over this whole situation. And I wasn't 21 yet. Or didn't have a fake ID yet. Yeah. So I couldn't go to the bar. And so then I just get a call at 12:30 at night that my boyfriend is bleeding because he got this huge brawl happen between these fraternities because these two guys hate each other because they both liked me and I liked them.
I've always wanted a guy to get in a fight over me. Always.
Honestly, it was pretty hot.
I feel like you've also been in a love triangle relatively recently in the last couple of years. Didn't some guy, you had one guy that you liked and then the other guy was writing you songs or something?
Yeah,
that happened too. And it was super uncomfortable because one guy I liked way more, but then the other guy was jumping over the moon to impress me and would send me recordings of songs and him playing on his acoustic guitar.
Didn't he cry a lot or something?
Yeah, he was super emotional. Super, super emotional. And then when I tried to let him down easy, there was tears.
Yikes.
And I was bro, we're not even
there's
dating.
A whole album on Spotify the next day. Karen's on the Joe and Alex show. You've actually been in a love triangle, is that right?
Yes, I have.
Tell us about it, Karen.
So it was while we were in college, and I was dating this guy for about a year, and this other guy who I'd met through our theater class, he decided to try to win me over, even though he knew that I had a boyfriend. And one day, he actually ended up singing a song to me in front of my current boyfriend.
Ooh.
Now, that was kind of hot, though, wasn't it? For you, you're like, oh my God, look at this. They want me so bad.
I really didn't know what to do, but even after that, and after my boyfriend had talked to him, he still tried pursuing me.
I would think that would be awkward. He's serenading you in front of your other boyfriend.
Yeah, it was. But eventually, I ended up giving him a chance, and it only lasted a day.
Oh, no. Why?
Now, yeah, why did it only go one day?
He was just overbearing.
Now, what song did he do? Was it an original performance, or was it a cover or something?
It was an original.
Oh, my
gosh. Wow. How do you not get with that, man? That you should have married him.
So did you break up with your current boyfriend to give this other guy a chance?
I did.
Oh, so awkward. Did you end up getting back together with the other guy?
Yeah, the very next day.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, he took you back? I would have been like, get out of here, Karen.
Yeah.
Go talk to the manager, Karen. I'm like, we're out of here.
I think singer dudes, guys that play instruments and sing, they are always the most unhinged.
See, I agree. And it sounds good in theory because every girl is like, oh my gosh, a guy that can play guitar, a guy that's in a band, so hot, so sexy. But they are way too emotional for
I've
me.
Only had experiences with absolute freaks that sing and play instruments
they,
and stuff.
Oh, yeah. They are so crazy. And, like, it's just not worth it.
This
not
one guy, he has, like, 8 Instagrams. And he is always, like, anytime that you're with him, he's like, let me play you my new song. So the worst is you have to sit there and listen. No. They want your reaction. They're staring at you as you listen to them singing. And it's so uncomfortable.
Oh, that's so awkward.
We actually have one of the songs that a guy Alex dated. Here it's a really good one.
Never. You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.